Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With All Trails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with All Trails.
I'm scared of Willard. It's okay to acknowledge things. I'm scared of Willard.
The Guru Steiny, Guru Steiny, Guru Steiny Show. Let's go.
All right, Evan Giddings in for Daryl the Guru Johnson. You know what? Here's what I'm sick of. I'll tell you what I'm sick of. And I love the guy, and I've made my fondness for him known. I love Lucas Alexander. But I'll tell you what.
There's always a but.
You know.
Fight on.
I got this reputation as doom and gloom. He comes in here.
No.
He comes in here. Under the guise of being a Warrior fan, he starts talking about the Warriors, and then on the way out, he goes, boy, they're effed. You know what I mean? Like, I don't even say that.
He was talking about the Suns.
He was not talking about the Suns.
He just said, you can't trade Bradley Beal. He's making $56 million.
He's not talking about the Suns. Was he?
He's talking about, well, he's probably talking about both of them.
Dude.
He said Phoenix. God love him.
I'm able to look at this team and say, we milked the core for 10 years, and now we actually have some young players. Can we keep that going a little?
Going off what Lucas just said, that he thinks the Suns are effed, out of the three situations, which is the one that is most effed? Lakers, Suns, or Warriors?
I'd say Phoenix.
I would not say Phoenix because they have the youngest superstar of all the teams. How old is Booker now? 28, 29?
I think Booker's 27 season.
Yeah, I think Booker's still playing at a really high level. 27. Oh, let's go get Booker. Could you get Booker?
And Phoenix is. Why would Phoenix want to deal him? Like of the two, who do you think they'd rather get off of? Kevin Durant or Devin Booker?
You can't trade
Bradley Beal.
I gotta believe it's Durant.
And that's why I think they're effed, is because you can't move Bradley Beal. Like imagine. Andrew Wiggins was making $55 million and had a no-trade clause. And you had him for three more years.
Here's one from the... I'll tell you what. Since we're talking about KD, let's go to Joe in Orinda. Hey, Joe, how you doing? You want to jump into the show? Let's go. 888-957-9570. Let's go. What do you think, Joe? How are we getting this thing back on track?
Yeah, I think it's a two-part deal here. I think, you know, everybody thinks about the Warriors' heyday as just being this high-flying offense, but what we overlook is the defense, and we used to have smothering defense. I think that left when Mike Brown left. Mm. So it's really a two-part play that we have to make. It's not just bringing in a savior. And, you know, LeBron's two-way, super impactful player. I think it's a long shot that we get him. He wants to play with his son. He'd love to play with Steph. but I think that's just unlikely. I think we need to pick up another big to help, you know, keep Trace Jackson Davis and Looney with rim protection. And looking out there, who is available, who could we make a play for? Steven Adams coming off of injury on the Rockets. I love Aquaman. I think he'd be a great fit. Brooke Lopez, I think the Bucks are cooked. I think
he's,
you know,
cooked. But that's all right. That's all right.
I mean, he's got a year left, right? But a year or two left. DeAndre Ayton, if he weren't a locker room cancer, I'd love to bring Pat Bev back just, or to bring him around just for his tenacity. He's got a great relationship with Draymond. In terms of saviors and who could come in and make the impact, I think between LeBron, KD, Paul George, I think Giannis would be the obvious one because of his defensive impact. He's talked about wanting to play with the Warriors before. I think the Bucks are done. You guys were talking about Phoenix being cooked. I think the Bucks are kind of facing the same reality now. I want to keep the core together. I think the chemistry between Klay, Steph, and Draymond is what makes the Warriors. And I think Lacob has kind of learned his lesson in playing two timelines. I think Kuminga is gone this year. I think he's just too valuable of a chip, but it's gambling on the future when the window with Steph is closing. So I think Wiggins, Kuminga, and Chris Paul are all gone before the beginning of next season, and I think that opens up, you know, KD of the Saviors is probably the most feasible just because we already know of the chemistry fit. He probably regrets leaving, you know, going to three different teams. With three superstars, and he said that, you know, in his little kind of cryptic way, what he didn't like about the Warriors and why he left was, you know, the handling of his arguing with Draymond, and that really came from Bob Myers, and Bob Myers is gone.
So. Right. Appreciate the call. 888-957-9570. Couple things I was thinking during
that. By the way,
this
is a super chat from YouTube. Again, Matco Pest Control. Steph, KD, and LeBron fits under the cap if they trade for them. I'd do that, the OGs versus the Nuggets next season. Then in 2 years, they retire together. That's okay. $5. Appreciate it.
Yeah, my overall.
I mean, you can find a way to get Steph, KD, and LeBron together.
Well, yeah, that's a little bit different. But, I mean, generally where I'm at with this team is I don't want to get any older unless you're trying to hit the home run with LeBron, or I mean, I'm not even sure what Kevin Durant would do with this team right now if you're going to have to lose a lot of pieces around Steph and KD to acquire him. A couple things I was thinking. Steven Adams.
Yeah.
You know what? That's a name that a year or two ago I was like, that's unrealistic. Maybe it's not now. Maybe he gets healthy this offseason. He's got one more year on his deal. Okay, maybe he's a guy that, you know what? It's possible to go out and get him. Okay. Let me tell you something where the Warriors missed the boat. And it's a guy's name that I saw in Marcus Thompson's story. Marcus Thompson listed 8 guys that the Warriors, you know, should think about acquiring. Some were free agents and some were trade possibilities. And the name is Miles Turner. And if you guys remember, when the Warriors drafted James Wiseman, Miles Turner's name was all over the place. I fully believe the Warriors could have gotten Miles Turner for the number 2 pick that year. Indiana was in a much different place than they were at, than they're at right now. And now Miles Turner looks a lot more attractive because you're not coming off a championship or you're not coming off that title where you think you should have won. But the reality of the situation is, and I'll just say it, because, and feel free to say you don't know what you're talking about, but I feel like I do. Lacob and Myers thought they were done winning titles when Durant got hurt and when Klay Thompson got hurt. That's the only way to explain why in the next year or two they drafted 2 projects. At that time, theoretically, see, what I think happened is this. In 2019, you lose to the Raptors, and the Warriors front office essentially said, let's start moving forward. Klay's not playing next year. Durant's leaving. And so they went with Wiseman, and they went with Kuminga over that period of time. Then they won the title in 2022, and at that point they said, Well, now we got to readjust completely and see if we can repeat. And that led to the signing of Poole or his extension and the re-signing of Wiggins. And it leaked into this past offseason with the re-signing of Draymond Green. Like, I believe that's kind of the way it all came down.
I disagree. I don't think that they thought they were done. Otherwise, why would they acquire D'Angelo Russell and then flip him for Andrew Wiggins? Like, why would they go try and acquire players that could help them in the immediate?
Well,
because that 2021 season gets lost a lot.
But they moved off Durant because they knew he was gone.
Yeah.
So they signed and trade for him.
I mean, if they really wanted to reset, why wouldn't they just take his $45 million cap slot and use it?
Because they were so capped out that they weren't going to be able to utilize that money. If, like, Durant could have left for nothing, they wouldn't have been able to sign a $40 million free agent. So what I think is they made the move for D'Angelo Russell and a pick. They got D'Angelo Russell in here knowing that they were going to move him as soon as they could. And they did for Wiggins. And to me, that trade was obviously a really good trade at the time. But I don't, like, why did you draft Kuminga? And, like, you drafted two guys in consecutive years that you should have known were not going to help you for 2 years. And that's why I think they kind of gave up on the title thing, because that's when they said, you know what? No. Let's not try to get right back in this thing. Let's draft two projects who right about now they would have been exploding. Like, Kuminga's kind of starting to explode, and ideally Wiseman would have exploded. And at that point, I think the scenario for this team is drastically different.
I think they just underestimated how much time it was going to take for both of those projects to come around. I think they thought that by this time, Kuminga would have popped. Wiseman, who would be in his fourth season, would have popped. And then you have your heir apparent to whatever the throne is that Curry, Draymond, and Clay is going to lead. Because, again, Curry had already signed the contract extension. He's going to be up in a couple of years. They knew Klay Thompson, after giving him a deal despite tearing his ACL, was going to be coming up this season. I don't think they thought that they were done, but they probably thought things were not going to be as clear. I mean, when you have Kevin Durant along with three other Hall of Famers, you're going to win championships, or you should be winning championships. That wasn't the case after he left and Klay got hurt. But as long as you have Stephen Curry and Russ, like, I think it's funny, Steiny, that now we're talking about leaning into Curry or trying to maximize Curry. You can make a case that if the front office thought that they were done winning titles, that's almost an idiotic message to send to Curry at that time, who was only 30 or 31 years old. You still had an all-time performer in the midst of his prime.
But remember, there was some dissatisfaction among the veterans with how the Warriors handled those two drafts. Iguodala talking about the two timelines, and they act like we can just get these guys in here and in 3 years they're going to be champions. So there was some internal stuff going on at that point.
There was questions.
Yeah.
I'm sure there was, but I also think that the Warriors in 2021, maybe unexpectedly, saw that they might have a chance to compete in 2022. I think the emergence of Jordan Poole at the tail end of that season was a big part of it.
Yeah.
I think trading for Andrew Wiggins and getting him in here was a part of it during the pandemic season and getting him a full season. I think the fact that they had Klay Thompson coming back, that Draymond and Steph were still performing at relatively high levels, Curry more so than Draymond. I think they did identify that offseason as not needing to do a ton. They didn't go out and make a big move. I think a lot of people were expecting them to take a big swing in the 2021 summer because you won 15 of your last 20 games heading into the postseason. You got beat by Memphis, but how close were you really? In a way, they're not in the same place in regards to age and productivity, but in terms of the year before the year, I think there are a lot of people looking at that offseason like, we could do something special. And the fact that they only went out and acquired vet mins like Otto Porter and Gary Payton II, to me, indicated that the front office thought that they were solid, that was going to be a good team.
888-957-9570 is the number. There's a lot of sentiment that is similar to this from the 925 on the Xfinity mobile text line. Why are fans so obsessed with getting older, getting older guys and dumping the younger guys? What does Golden State do after they have to, what do they have to do to start over? And I think there's three ways to look at it. Like get older and keep pushing right now, total rebuild or tweaks. And I think they're looking at tweaks is what I believe. And you know what? They might be looking at tweaks, Evan, because that's all they can do. That might be all they can do with this team. Let's quick go out to Murillo in Petaluma. What's up, Murillo? How you doing, man? 888-957-9570 is the number. Jump in if you want. We're talking Warriors.
What's up, guys? Been a while. Hey, good to have Evan on. Always knocking out of the park. I'm a big fan of the Warriors, and I'm very grateful for what happened. But my eyes are watching something different here. There ain't no savior, Stein. You know this. Stop pretending. There's no savior.
Did I say there was?
The only savior. Woo! The only side. No. But just teasing with this question. Let's get to the point. The only savior maybe out there that might be available is Giannis, because he would fill up a lot of checkbox on our list. But that's a long shot. As much as I'm a fan of the Warriors, and I'm a big entropy fan. That's the word I'm bringing in, entropy. Mm. That's what's happening here. It's time to move on. Don't give up on any of these young guys. They've shown nice flashes. They've shown that they have what it takes between the years. Maybe not Kuminga yet, but the other three. It's time to get young. It's time to turn the page. If teams come here trying to get Draymond and Klay, I'm trading them for picks. It's done. Watch what the T-Wolves are doing. Watch what OKC is doing. It's a new age. This is a collision course. Those teams are meeting in the Western Conference Finals.
So real quick, Murillo, I'm more interested.
Too thin. Go ahead.
Entropy, the lack of order or predictability, gradual decline into disorder, a marketplace where entropy reigns supreme. That's what entropy means. Ooh, that's scary. I'll tell you what. That's the harshest thing I've heard about the Warriors. It's a good thing nobody knows what that word means, including me. I had to look it up. Thanks, Murillo. Always appreciate you, buddy.
Oh, you were talking earlier about declines from everyone. I mean, I think you're essentially just defining entropy without knowing the word.
Well, I actually had to look it up.
A general move towards uncertainty, disorder, and death.
Oh, death? I didn't see that. $5 super chat. At Go Pest Control, have you guys been watching Jaden McDaniels?
Yes.
He got 4 years, 130. Kuminga is not better than him.
You know,
no way
KD,
I pay Kuminga $30 million trade. $30 million.
Thanks, Ant.
I mean, that's the other thing. I just feel like where the Warriors are at right now. I hate every decision they have. I really do. I hate it. Like,
no, you
what? Yeah, I do. Like, I mean, okay, what do we do with Klay? Well, you bring him back, that creates challenges. Or there, let's just say there are issues with that. You let him walk, there are issues with that. Okay, what about Kuminga? Okay, you got two choices. You cannot pay him and bring him back on his last year. I'm not crazy about that. Or you pay him $30+ million a year. I'm not crazy about that either right now for him. Oh, what about Draymond Green, Steiner? You don't like Draymond Green. No, I'm not crazy about Draymond Green, okay? So I want to move Draymond Green. That, as much as I might want to do it, comes with challenges because who are you getting back here that's better than Draymond Green? Okay, we won't trade Draymond Green. He'll be here for the next 3 years. I don't like that either. So all I'm saying is you've got to, it's really hard to turn these really difficult decisions into home runs, each and every one of them. It's just going to be really hard.
Well, this is from Dave Parker. Shout out our YouTube chat. Powered by
Pittsburgh Pirates, great.
Yeah, perhaps.
Greatest arm possibly in Major League Baseball history?
We could go through the greatest arms ever. He's up there.
Did you see the throw Dave Parker the made in the All-Star game?
Yes, I have.
Thank you.
He's no Cespedes.
He's no Vlad Guerrero.
Please. Well, Cespedes had that one great play, too. Didn't he throw a guy out at third? It was incredible. Yeah, okay.
Pretty sure Jose Guillen threw a guy out in Colorado from the right center field wall out of third base.
I thought you were going to say Guillen threw a guy out in Colorado from Wyoming.
Oh. I think the ball might have traveled that far. But he donated $2 to chime in and say the exact same as the 2021 season. I'm assuming he's talking about the Warriors, just with more competition. I also like this from Ray Brennan on YouTube. Stiney, entropy's overrated. Randomness created life.
No, he means... Well, I think he's saying entropy isn't necessarily a bad thing. Disorder and chaos. And if that's what he's saying...
Randomness can produce...
I'm with him there.
Great things.
I'm with him there.
Oh, God, we got to...
Raul Mondesi. Great, great arm. I wouldn't put him up there with Dave Parker, though. That's just me. Let's go to...
But sorry, there's another one. Atco Pest Control. Man. God, this guy's...
Atco Pest Control. Cutting the checks.
I mean, yeah, one way or the other. Putting the rat on the table. If I were GM, only way I keep this together is if I can get a star this offseason. I'm not trading the core plain and simple for picks. You might have to attach picks to some of them.
That's another Mainly thing I'm Wiggins. Not crazy about if I'm the Golden State Warriors. Let's go to Jonathan. He's in San Francisco. What's up, buddy? How you doing, my man?
Hey, what's up, Stoney? What's up, guys? I just want to say, man, there's only one thing the playoffs are telling me right now.
Yes.
Shortcuts ain't going to do it. Super Team 1, Phoenix Suns, just got swept. Super Team number 2, the Lakers, gentlemen sweep. And look, the Clippers, another put-together super team, I don't think they're going to make it. It's not so much about us, the Warriors. It's about who's on the top. And if you look at him, you got to be proud, man. They're put together like the Warriors. Through the draft, sprinkle in a few, you know, free agents here and there. Work together. And now they're all complete and prime, ready to go. And not only that, Steinmetz, bro, how old is Jokic?
29.
He's in his prime, man. All these guys are in their prime. And busted the door. Shea and his guys, they're all growing up together. They're now ready, too. We got to weigh out this storm, man. So blow it up now and then put together a team that hopefully in 5 years we'll be ready to compete. Because there's going to be no shortcut, man. That three teams in the West, it's going to be like Game of Thrones, man. They're gonna take turns ruling the West in the next 5 years. Cause they're put together right, and they're super talented, man. I mean, I'm a Warriors fan, diehard, but I'm still happy because, hey, won 4 chips, man.
You got the titles in your back pocket. You're absolutely right, Jonathan. Jonathan, I'll tell you what. Thanks for the call. You said something that to me, I believe wholeheartedly. Shortcuts ain't going to cut it. I'm with him there. And, you know, we can define what a shortcut is. Would a shortcut be getting LeBron James? Well, it depends on how you get him and what you give up. Is a shortcut finding a way to bring Kevin Durant back? I'm for the most part, I'm absolutely with Jonathan. It's not going to be enough.
Well, along those same lines, I apologize. I guess I misread the super chat. Atco Pest Control was saying, if you can't get a star this offseason, I'm trading the core for picks. So it sounds like that is not a shortcut. I mean, if you're moving off of
that isn't
Clay or Draymond or even Curry. Like you are putting this thing in full rebuild. You are resetting this thing and you are digging it into the ground and you're going to try and plant the seed and hopefully that's going to turn into some sort of fruit tree. But I don't think there's a shortcut either. The question is, how do you allow this thing, this franchise, whatever the Warriors are right now, to age gracefully, competitively, and maybe you do have one more big run at it. I'm not sure if it's this upcoming offseason or next. But I don't like the idea of pulling the plug completely. I just don't think that you can lean any more into the top half or the older part of this roster.
I think that's fair.
But in terms of giving them help, like if Clay's on the team next year, that's one thing. If he's relegated to a bench role, I think that's his best spot. But them going out and trading heavy capital and moving off of the few young pieces that they have, no matter how good you think they are, I think this just turns the clock back even further.
It's a legitimate point. I do have a counterpoint to that on the other side. 888-957-9570 is the number. What are we talking about? We're talking about the fact that Kevin Durant, LeBron James, and Steph Curry are not playing in the second round of the playoffs. It's the first time since 2005 that none of those three guys are in the postseason. It's a new day in the NBA. If you've been watching Minnesota and Denver, Oklahoma City, so what do you do if you're the Golden State Warriors? You got an older core. How do you get back in this thing? 888-957-9570. What's coming up next on The Game is presented by Fremont Bank. Full service banking, no compromises.
They run players through there like Grand Central Station.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is why I'm such a loser. Now, do I know how to milk a cow? No. Have I ever milked a cow? No. But you put a cow in front of me and it's ready, I could milk it.
This is Tim Roy, and you're listening to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, Evan Giddings in today for Daryl the Guru Johnson, taking care of some business at home.
Yeah, much love to the goo.
Always. And here's the one thing that you kind of brought up about, you know, the big three and what you do with them, etc. I'm doing my camera as we speak, Spadoni. How is it now?
I was looking at myself.
How's
on YouTube,
my camera now?
Well, you look great, Spadoni, number one. Number two, you can also see us on Twitter.
Oh.
We're live on Twitter, in addition to Twitch and YouTube, powered by First North Cal Credit Union.
Yeah, I can't.
We got a few thousand people in there, it appears.
Are you serious?
Oh.
It's on Twitter?
Yeah.
Somebody go in and unhack my account. I'll get back on Twitter.
Okay, well. Seriously?
Yeah, if somebody does it for me.
I will. Well, you said you were just done with social media. I will unhack your account the moment you ask me to. But
you know how to do it?
Yes, you report it.
Oh, I don't know how to do that.
I can't have a bot occupying M. Steinmetz 33 or whatever you're...
When it says Steinmetz NBA and I try to log on, it says, yeah, account doesn't exist.
Links in bio.
Talk to Elon. I mean, my God.
I'll send a letter. I can keep going if you want, but I'm not.
Yeah, I'll send a letter.
All right, here's the one thing that I think the Warriors do have. It's just a hard thing for me to envision. And it's the idea of you re-sign Clay, and Draymond's obviously back. And like, here's the one thing I think they have an issue with from a practical standpoint. And to me, yes, it's different than, let's say, the Spurs dynasty. If you have Steph, Clay, and Draymond on the team together, like we've seen for 12, 15 years, they will be the team. Like, they will be the focus of the team. They will still be the team's most important players.
Yeah.
Even if, well, Clay's coming off the bench, Steiny. I get it. Like, in a way, you can't move. One of the things I've heard you say, and I'm not saying you're wrong, you can't do it or anything like that, but like,
keep
the big three intact, but you give more empowerment to Pajemski, to Trayce Jackson-Davis, to Kuminga, to Moody, and maybe to another young player or two that you acquire for Wiggins, let's say. And I don't dislike that in theory, but I just look at the Warriors and I see Steve Kerr, and as long as Steph's on the team, he's going to be their best player and the guy you got to revolve around. As long as you have Draymond Green on the team, you have a voice that is going to be five times stronger than anybody in the room. And even if you have a group of young players that you want to empower, it's still going to be about Draymond Green and what he's doing game to game and week to week, and whether he dropped a podcast or whether he didn't, or whether he got suspended, or did his technicals hurt us last night. And then you have Klay Thompson, who after this year obviously came around at the end of the year, but you know, Klay has an aura around him where he's a very important guy in terms of how others view him, who surround him. And these guys aren't 26 anymore. They're getting older. And I think it's going to be hard to move in another. It feels like what you're asking for is we're going to move into another direction, like with the big three. And that to me is kind of incongruous in a way. That's all.
No, I see your logic, but I also think that applies to if they go out and bring in one of these big names we're talking about. If you bring in LeBron James, that's LeBron's team.
Right. But
Curry's still on the squad, yes, he's the Warrior, but there's a reason why LeBron signs one-on-ones every year, because he bends the will of a franchise to him every single place that he goes. If Kevin Durant comes, it's going to revolve around Kevin Durant and Curry and whoever's left. Same with Paul George.
My feeling is, though, at least that dynamic would change. The dynamic of Draymond Green being the epicenter of the last 2 years and what's happened. And also Klay Thompson, a guy who, sure, if he gets paid $20 million to stay, he gets paid $20 million to stay. But he's still a guy who last year had a very inconsistent year. And if he's healthy, he's going to play. Like, these guys aren't ready to start playing 18 minutes a night. That's what I'm worried about, is as long as they're on the team, they're all going to get about 30 minutes a night. And so the team's still going to revolve, their success and failure is going to revolve around the big three.
Well, the reason why I would move away from the big three if they decide to is because we've learned in this postseason and in the last postseason, super teams don't work anymore. Aging super squads are not going to get you to the mountaintop anymore. The era of super teams is dead. Denver has put the nail in the coffin, along with Boston, along with OKC, who's up and coming, and I think Minnesota as well. You need a great five-man lineup that is better than the Denver Nuggets. That's not a super team. The Nets showed us that wasn't going to work a couple years ago. Phoenix has showed us that's not working. The Clippers, it's not working. The Warriors going out and trying to acquire more superstars, I do not think is a viable path to getting back into championship contention. That's the reason why I think that you would move on from one or multiple members of the Big Threes, because they are a part of what was once a super team. And that no longer is going to get you to where you want to go.
All right, let's jump into some calls. But first, a quick one on the Xfinity Mobile text line. Let Clay walk and you will need to bring some shooting and bring some youth, Steiner. You're tripping. Yeah, okay. Who's tripping here? The 408 says Draymond isn't going to get in the way of the youth developing. What are we talking about? Like, he might not get in the way, but he's not great at ushering in the new era. I mean, we saw it with Kuminga. He said he didn't have a relationship with Kuminga 2 years ago. How did he help develop Jordan Poole? I mean, come on. All I'm saying is, as long as Draymond Green is on the team, he will be the barometer of this team. And to think that Steph, Clay, and Dre are coming back next year, but we're going to change our direction, we're going to emphasize the youth, like, I'm sorry, that's not going to work either. I don't think. 888-9, let's jump into some calls. I've been talking too much, and you haven't been talking enough either. Gary in Daly City. What's up, Gary? How you doing, my man?
I'm doing great. Been a fan since the 60s. So my theory is, what's Joe Lacob's patience? He knows he's got, I mean, you know how the fans are. I've been out here. I've been to Civic, Cal Palace, Oakland.
Yes, sir.
And there used to be 5,000, 10,000 for lose, but just go out, support the team, and watch NBA basketball. We have now, you go out, like you get a ticket, you sit around people that are texting all the time. They think you're in a church. You got to be quiet when you're cheering or you're, you know, going out to a ref or just saying, guys, move the ball. What is Joe Lacob's patience? He knows what you guys have said about the teams in the West, but he also knows he's got to put a competitive product on the field to get the corporate sponsorship up in those luxury boxes, etc. You guys all know that. And the fans that don't want to dole out bucks just for go see a mediocre product, like a lot of us will go see NBA games. And that's what his theory is. He's either got to go ride the wave and maybe go out and get LeBron or Durant, who knows, and those type of things, and keep it alive for a while. Or he's got to bite the bullet and knows he's not going to be, you know, in a very maybe a play-in situation or below for the next 5 years.
Gary, let me
keep the teams you guys have said.
Let me keep you on the line for a sec here, because I've thought about that a lot too, and I think Joe Lacob's the kind of guy that he's got so much confidence that he thinks he's going to sell that building out in 5 years, even if Steph's not there. He doesn't know how or why, but it's just going to get done. I think, tell me if you agree with me, as long as the Warriors are sitting with Steph Curry, I think the building's going to be sold out, whether or not Draymond's here or Clay's here or Wiggins or anybody else. But do you think that there's got to be an eye toward filling the building after Steph Curry? Or do you disagree that they can sell out the building just with Steph?
The hardcore Curry fans, yes. But how many losses can a fan take that's the average fan? I know where you're going. I know exactly what you're saying. They can wear the Curry jerseys and see Curry put on his show. You can do that with LeBron, too. But how many people, you know, can afford that buck night in and night out to watch, say, an inferior product?
Yeah.
That makes sense.
No, that does, too. And that's one thing that, and thanks, Gary, for the call.
I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No,
I don't think he has, Lacob, I don't know Lacob, but he doesn't seem like a patient man.
No, he's not. He's not. I can confirm, and I think many, many fans can. You're right. I mean, there's no, by the way, why don't you tell, you mentioned this earlier, but you didn't expand on it.
Huh?
What are you reading into, because you brought it up.
What?
That Joe Lacob hasn't spoken yet. Why not? Why do you think not? Why hasn't Joe Lacob spoken yet? I mean, in years past, he's done the podcast, he's done the stories, he's come on the air.
Talked to Myers.
Why hasn't Joe Lacob spoken yet?
I think it's because he's still gathering his thoughts on the season, because there's so many different things I think we could read into about Lacob's reaction to that year, right?
Yeah.
Is the loudest thing the final 2 months and what, finishing 27-12 or whatever that number? I mean, that's close to half the season. They were a very good, very good regular season basketball team for the final, I don't know, 2 or 3 months. Is that what speaks loudest to Joe Lacob? Is not making the playoffs the loudest thing to Joe Lacob. Is not having a single home play-in game the loudest thing to Joe Lacob? Is getting booed in back-to-back nights in December when he's courtside the loudest thing that speaks to Joe Lacob? Or is it still the belief that those three members, Curry, Clay, and Draymond, are championship worthy together still? Is that the thing that speaks loudest to Joe Lacob? I think he's still gathering his thoughts, and I don't think he wanted to speak prematurely and emotionally after the season. I think that's why we haven't heard from him, because he might have said something that was a bit rash, but also might have said something that would indicate a direction that he does not want yet to reveal. Yep. He doesn't want to show his hand.
No, I hear you. I hear you. And I think that's, I think the thing, if you ask me, Steiny, what do you think bothers Joe Lacob the most? To me, it's you're now on the periphery of the NBA in his mind. I get it. The Warriors are always going to be a hot topic, especially now with their stars kind of getting older. But there's no doubt. Well, I would say the thing that bothers him most is he's missing the party. He's out. They're out of the party. They weren't invited to the party. And he's sitting there with four rings, and he can't play. And I got to believe that just eats at him. By the way, let's go to Mike. Mike's in San Jose. What's up, Mike? How you doing?
I'm doing pretty well, you guys. So I just want to talk a little bit about the Denver Nuggets for a second. Part of the series that they played with the Lakers, I would say actually 75 to 80% of it, the Lakers were actually the better team outplaying them. And that had a lot to do with their size. And how do you guys feel about Denver being thinner on the bench? And when they go up against a bigger team, the way the referees are kind of letting them play and bang down low, I'm thinking Jokic is going to be gassed. And when it comes time for Denver to show that bench, they're not going to have those guys that they had last year. So I really think that Denver kind of, they showed their cards a little early with that. And I think the Lakers kind of showed people that even though they're not good enough competitively and they don't have enough stars to keep up, the fact that they were just big showed that the Denver Nuggets were thinner on the bench than people think. I don't know if you guys seen that, but that's what I gathered from this last series. And I feel like the Warriors are not that far away from the Nuggets.
Appreciate the call, man. That one got me at the very end. But who Denver let walk this offseason?
Jeff Green.
Yes.
Bruce Brown.
And Bruce Brown. That was the big one. But the difference between Denver and the Warriors is they can go a year where they're thin on the bench because all their players are still in their prime. And so let's say depth gets the Nuggets beat somewhere down. Let's say Minnesota beats them because Denver feels like it didn't have the depth. Okay, we'll go get the depth now. You know what I mean? You had to bite some bullets, some financial bullets. Can we go get depth this year? But the Nuggets have beaten the Warriors seven straight times. And I'm not going there.
Well, the Nuggets have also beat a lot of teams.
No doubt.
And the reason why, so what was the Warriors' greatest strength this season?
What
was the most consistent part of their team?
To me, it's their young players. Their young players' emergence.
And where did they generally play from? The second unit.
You're correct.
The bench.
Yes. Yep.
If your bench is better or more consistent than your starting five, I don't think that's an equation for success. Denver, in my opinion, has the best starting five in basketball. The five games they just played against the Lakers, there was not a single starting player that didn't average less than 36 minutes per game. They're playing the majority, 80 to 85 to 90% of the game. And so those five are going to determine whether they win or lose. And their five are just better than your five. They're better than the Lakers five. We'll find out if they're better than the Minnesota five, but I don't think that kind of series is going to be swung in regards to the Warriors based on how good a bench is. The Warriors needed, I think, because of their lack of top heavy production, to be a deeper team, to play 10, 11 men on certain nights. You think Steve Kerr wants to play 12 dudes? You think he wants to play 10 guys? He might have made poor decisions this year because he was forced to play 10 or 11 dudes, and he might have chose the wrong guy or the wrong matchups, rotations, whatever. But a team that is vying for a title generally has a 7 or 8 man rotation, and you know who those guys are.
You ready for my, what are we doing then?
Yeah.
Because you said it.
Okay.
Okay, so think about this for a minute. Snyder, what was the best part of the Warriors? And I didn't say it right away because I did, you know. But you were sniffing for the bench.
Yeah.
What are we doing here? If you're telling me the bench was the best part of the Warriors, who started Klay Thompson, Draymond Green, and Steph Curry, what are we even talking about then? Then it's over. Like, it's over then. And you know what? Say what? Klay started 63 games. If it, like, to me, that's where I'd be like, "Goo, you're answering your own question." If the bench is the best part, was the best part of this team this year, how the hell can that happen with three Hall of Famers?
For various reasons, that's why you end up with 20-something different starting lineup combinations in 82 games. That's not consistency.
All right. Yeah, no, I'm...
By the way, Atco Pest Control, geez, this guy's raking it in, man. I'll tell you what, I need to get on your page. Guys, get Bobby Marks, or can the Warriors flip CP3's contract to Wiggins for KD and re-sign Klay? I'm not going to say the other word. I'm sorry. I apologize. I'm not going to... disrespect him like that. The Suns need cap relief now. Let's put the gang back together. That team would be in the finals.
Oh, stop.
Okay.
Not you.
No. And then he also just added, re-signing Klay will sink this franchise. Read my last super chat when you get the chance to also.
Well, I owe one from Rich Mitchman.
Okay.
I couldn't scroll back far enough to find it. It was from the beginning of the show, but he sent it again. I forgot he had sent this. Trade Kuminga for sure, and anyone but Steph or Trace Jackson Davis. All right, so he wants to use Kuminga to try to get a star in here. Let's go to Pat. Pat's in San Jose. What's up, Pat? How you doing, man?
Hey, Stein. You know, I was watching the fourth game where the Phoenix Suns got swept.
Yes.
I'm thinking Devin Booker may be the right Warrior to get because he can relieve Steph Curry when Steph Curry is getting tired, and he can shoot, and his defense isn't that weak. And I was just thinking, and he's kind of younger, and so that would keep the trilogy strong. What do you think of that? Getting Devin Booker to the Warriors.
I mean, yeah, sure. I mean, if you're saying, hey, Steiny, you can go get anybody from Phoenix, it would be Devin Booker because he's young and he's just, but let's start thinking about what that's going to cost you. At least two future firsts.
Well, what?
At least Kuminga.
Bill Simmons of the Ringer said he threw out a hypothetical that was Draymond Green, Jonathan Kuminga, two first round picks for Devin Booker.
I'm sure KD would love that.
Yeah, exactly. Send Draymond to the desert with Kuminga.
Do I have to say yes or no to that one?
Well, that's generally how these questions work.
I'd probably do it. Why not?
Why not?
No, I actually probably... Well, no. You know what? I hate the two draft picks. I hate the two draft picks. Because you got to understand that even if you get Booker in here, Steph's... I do not want to give up what could be significant draft picks the minute Steph's gone. I don't want Steph to retire in 2026, and all of a sudden we're like, well, we don't have a first-round pick for the next couple of years or for the two out of the next three. Now, unless the Warriors think they can be or want to try to be like the Lakers, and that is we'll give up draft picks forever if we have to, as long as we always have a mechanism to get under the cap to get ourselves a superstar every other year if we decide to go that way. But the Lakers are able to do that because they have a 50-year history of winning titles, and the Lakers are a destination that is different than the Warriors. They've been doing it. To me, the Lakers have been doing it for so long that players will go to L.A. There's a list of great players there. the person who comes here as a free agent is going to have to want to and embrace trying to win a title after Steph Curry's gone. And that's to me, something that you're going to need to establish. Let's go to Ill Will in Oakland. What's up, Ill Will? How you doing, man?
Hey, how you doing?
Doing well.
Good. Yeah, I just wanted to jump in here. Like, I've been listening, and I haven't heard this come across the radio yet, but I feel like, you know, everybody wants to replace Draymond or Klay or whoever with the exact type of player. It's just not realistic. Like, to me, you need to look at the back of these other teams' benches. I think a guy like, you know, Robinson Earl with New Orleans, that kid Jalen Hawkins with New Orleans, or Walker in Indiana. There's this Precious Achiuwa. All these guys, they know how to play basketball. You get enough of a good amount of scrappy guys together to play ball, then you got a good fluid team running up and down the court. So similar to like We Believe team, our squad with the We Believe. They didn't have a Draymond Green on that squad. They just had tough, players. And the Warriors need to look at that. Like, hey, we can't afford these big names. Carl Anthony Towns, what is everybody thinking? Like, you don't want a guy like that on your team. Like, Minnesota hardly wants a guy on his team. You need to look at players who's going to show up, do the tangible work, and fulfill the duties that they really need to make a complete team. Now, you don't need all these superstars.
You know what, Ill Will? I think that's you brought up a great point. Thank you for the call. And the point is like, this team needs to get tougher. He's right. Scrappier. Just more determined. You don't have to just have that at the power forward position. I think he's right. You know, can you get a couple dogs in here who are wing players? Like, that's the problem. Like, Wiggins in and of himself isn't a problem, but he doesn't play hard enough night to night.
Well, I mean,
he's not a killer right now.
That's why I brought up their four guys that are their most important outside of Curry, and yet are their most inconsistent players, are their wings. It's Klay Thompson. You don't know what kind of mood he's going to be in. You don't know how he's going to shoot. He could shoot you out of a game in Sacramento that you got to win. Draymond Green, when he's on the court, he helps you be a top five defensive unit. He also might choke a guy and get suspended for 20 games. Andrew Wiggins, you don't know what night or what day, what side of the bed he's going to wake up on, and whether he's going to be able to knock down shots and be a two-way Wiggs, or whether he's going to sleepwalk through a game. And then Kuminga, who because of his inexperience and youth, is I think the one person that I don't want to give up on just by process of elimination on this team, but he's got flaws in his game as well. And Steve Kerr laid those out at the end of the season. So, you know, for me, all I know is that what they've been trying to do with their older players has not been working. It has not worked. And I don't see how it's going to drastically change. Like, you brought this up, you know, the tweaks that Curry referenced and kind of the marginal additions around the edges. I think they're talking about that. I think Curry is bringing up tweaks to this roster because he knows a drastic change is not going to improve this team. There is no drastic improvement out there right now for the Warriors. The only drastic move that they can make is to turn the clock back, to move backwards, to get younger, to move closer towards a rebuild. The drastic change, I think, if it comes this summer, is not going to be going out and getting a star or poaching Durant or Braun or Paul George. A drastic change is going to be not re-signing Klay. It's going to be moving off of Wiggins. It's going to be getting rid of Looney. It's going to be reshaping this roster that we've known for the better part of 10 years. And that is a drastic change to me. I don't see it going in the northern direction.
All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. I see Trucker George, Austin, Tony. We got some open lines if you want to jump in at 888-957-9570. That segment was brought to you by Pacific Coast Termite.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.